This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, remember who you are, where you come from, what your life is all about, and what's important to you. I hope you'll find those things all charged up as you listen to Doug and Jen and Victoria, the Tuesday program with People in the News, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
Scarfed down 70 hot dogs yesterday.
Could you
described as a professional competitive eater.
The annual. Keep in mind, they consider themselves athletes, by the way, the competitive eaters.
They do?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How do they work out for this? What do you do?
It's the best way, actually, just stretching that old stomach, right?
Really? Has anybody seen a picture of this guy? What does he look like?
He's an average-looking man, Joey Chestnut, and very nice. I've interviewed him before. Really, really? Cool, soft-spoken. The one that gets me is Kobayashi, his Japanese competitor. They're like, The two of them are nemesises in the competitive eating world. Kobayashi is like 87 pounds.
What?
And it makes me wonder where he puts all those hot dogs that he's
eating. How big is Joey Chestnut?
In one side and out the other. That's where
pretty
it goes.
Sized.
Yeah. I mean, he's not like, you wouldn't look at him, right, and think, oh, you must eat 70 hot dogs in 60 seconds.
No. Very normal-looking guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Skinny, kind of.
I couldn't even get through 1.5 tofu hot dogs yesterday.
You just need to work your game a little.
Gross. All right, Tom Welland, you remember him?
No.
Father of the 2-year-old boy who was killed when the alligator attacked him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At Disney World. Told officials this weekend that a second gator bit him during the attack.
Jeez.
He told supervisors, this was made public this weekend, he didn't tell them this weekend, it was made public. He told supervisors that the injuries were consistent with lacerations from a gator's teeth and they needed stitches. So
I think the impression was he was fighting off the alligator that took his son, and now we're fighting out. I'm telling you, I know it doesn't bring their kid back, but they have such a case against Disney.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah, right. And so Disney will try to buy him off, and if they're smart, they'll all of this, as you just said, isn't going to make any difference to the boy. You're not going to get him back again. The sustaining trauma, if you will, for them. What they feel, what they sense.
Property next door, the Hyatt property next door, had a sign warning of alligators. Disney didn't because when you're at Disney, I mean, you expect this high level of safety. You kind of go in the Disney bubble, you know. Yep. Everything is sort of taken care of for you. And as much as I'm all about personal responsibility, if you're from Nebraska, gators are not necessarily on your mind if you haven't been to Florida before. You know, I mean, in Florida, they'd be on your mind, but I wouldn't think about them being from California.
All right, the story of Bo Solomon, personal finance major at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Apparently he was killed by a homeless person in Italy. I don't begin to understand. I'm looking at a picture of this kid. It's a really nice kid. But there are a lot of people traveling in Europe. People go to Italy. People go to France. People go to Germany. They go to Switzerland. They go to Spain. And usually people are pretty safe. I find in the northern Italian cities, basically Genoa, Milano, you don't go out by yourself and you keep your hands in your pocket because the pickpockets in these cities are notorious.
I was almost pickpocketed in Florence when I was there. These kids come up and they sell you. They're trying to talk to you or ask for money.
They're little kids. Yeah, they're kids.
And they're so cute, and then they have this little cardboard thing that they hold up so that you put money on it. But what you don't see is that underneath the cardboard, they're reaching into your purse or your pocket. I mean, it's definitely not... the safest. I mean, a lot of petty crime.
Yeah, we were talking off air about how, and we don't know if this is the situation or not, but how so many kids come from the U.S., and because the drinking age is higher, they go to these European countries where they can legally drink. This kid was 19, so he would have been able to drink there. Mm-hmm. And how they kind of go out and go crazy because they can finally do it legally. They can go to bars. They don't have to worry about anything. And you know, I don't know if that's what happened, but I had a friend who went to Paris, and kind of similarly, in the first week that he was there, he went out to a bar. He's a tall guy, you know, over 6 foot, but he went out to a bar by himself, and he got drunk, and he walked back, and, you know, was kind of lost, and was in an alleyway on the way home.
Wow.
And someone tried to rob him at knife point. And luckily, he was a bigger guy. He was able to still think on his feet and was able to, you know, punch the guy and run away. But this is a stupid thing that you don't do. And I'm not, you know, trying to infer that this is what happened to the kid, but it happens to a lot of people. They go out and get drunk and they get robbed and a lot of the time.
And it's always when they first arrive.
Yeah.
This kid had only been there, I think, for what, 4 days?
Yeah, he hadn't even had his orientation yet.
Yeah.
Oof.
Pretty sad reality.
You have to be smart.
All right, let's find something good in the people department. John Krasinski, affable actor from The Office and now getting into movies, married to Emily Blunt. They have a second child this weekend. John revealed the family welcome to baby girl in a message that was posted yesterday. He wrote, quote, "What better way to celebrate the fourth than to announce our fourth happy family member? 2 weeks ago, we met our beautiful daughter, Violet. Hashtag happy fourth." They also have a daughter named Hazel, who's two. What great names.
I was going to say
Violet
the same thing.
And Hazel.
To see, like, celebrities naming their kids kind of normal names, but
Apple.
Still cute ones. You know, they're not like...
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be named Hazel. I'm going to...
I don't either.
Hazel's old.
I got, yeah, Hazel's pretty bad.
Hazel,
yeah,
oof.
It's like
the old TV show
name,
Hazel?
I think. Yes, what? I do.
Yeah, would you say Jennifer? I didn't know.
It's like an old lady's name, or
totally.
It's kind of like then you. If I don't know if you go, you know, Witch Hazel. If you're into that, they'll be like, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I
Violet
find
is
them
a
good.
Very Violet is. I get, but sweet. Violet is also Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck have a Violet, and somebody else, some other celebrity has a Violet. That seems to be a popular name.
With that beautiful violet blue. That's what I think of when I see Violet. I think of that beautiful, almost purplish blue. It is that color.
That's because it's called Violet, Dougie.
Thank you very much.
Now, what would have been weird if you would have thought of, like, yellow.
Right.
Leonardo DiCaprio in the news this weekend because he flew some of his friends around the world 6,000 miles so they could listen to his speech on global warming.
In his private jet. Give me a break, global footprint. Big Leonardo DiCaprio. Fly commercial like everybody else.
Robert De Niro went on the plane. Arnold Schwarzenegger went on the plane.
I just wonder if they realize that they're hypocrites. Do you think?
Every guest flying 12,000 miles from L.A. releases 7 tons of CO2. It's a little oxymoronic.
Yeah. I mean, how many trees would he have to plant to offset his guest list?
Right.
Because if he's doing that, then we should give him credit, but I don't think he actually did that.
Didn't this happen last year with the global climate summit or whatever? And there were so many world leaders that went to it on their private
jets. Yeah.
This is just what happens, though. These elitist jerks, they go out and they tell everybody what they're doing wrong and how to fix it. Meanwhile, they're laughing, you know, while they're eating caviar and drinking champagne aboard their private jet. Please. Mm-hmm.
Clint Eastwood's ex-wife, Dina, has married a fellow named Scott Fisher. Clint Eastwood is dating a lady named Erica Fisher. Seems Scott's ex-wife...
Does that seem fishy?
...is dating...
Fisher?
Got it. Thank you. Well, listen to Kerrigan. I'm getting on the action.
She tried to pull a jab.
Good girl.
All right, so Scott's marrying Dina, and Clint is interested in Erica. It's a four-way.
This is the first time this happened, though. Remember Shania Twain and her husband, Mutt Lange? And Mutt was cheating with their best friend.
Yes.
And so he ended up with the wife of the best friend. And then Shania provided comfort to the husband of the best friend. And then the two of them got married.
Mm. All right. So what I'm confused about is, all right, the Dina began dating Scott after learning Clint was dating Scott's ex-wife, Erica.
I guess she thought that was permission to
but
date
But now
other people.
He's living with Christina Sandera, his current girlfriend.
Yeah, I think he has since dumped Scott's ex-wife.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Isn't Clint 109 years old? Like, what's he even doing?
I mean, that is, you know what? That's rude.
Oh.
84 years old. That's to say that men of age or women of age do not deserve to have love or are not capable of having love.
Oh, that is not what I'm saying.
Yes, it sounded just like that.
Look, he's 90 years old. This is a lot of action.
No, he's 84 or maybe 86.
He's 86?
So what's wrong with that?
Look, I think it's fine. I'm impressed that he's getting this much action.
Excuse me.
It's just funny how they always go with the younger ones. You know, it's like, would 84-year-old Clint Eastwood ever date 84-year-old Greta from down the street?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No.
I'm going to stay out of this conversation.
Yep.
Next up, Elizabeth Gilbert.
You can't play, huh?
You can't sit with us.
So there.
Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, has separated from her husband. She said, quote, "I'm separating from the man whom many of you know as Philippe, the man whom I fell in love with at the end of the Eat, Pray, Love journey."
It's Eat, Pray, Facebook Love, book. Divorce. Yeah, yeah. The new book.
You know, it's funny. I don't know. I never read Eat, Pray, Love. I didn't see the movie. I know people love the books and everything. But she has a house in Frenchtown, New Jersey, which is a very pretty little historic town right on the Delaware River. And I have friends who live there, so I go there a couple times a year. She has a store with her husband called Two Buttons, and they sell Buddhas, and he's an import-export guy. They've had a fire sale going for the last probably 10 months, and I got really suspicious, and now we know why. I have a lovely Buddha that I'm looking at right now on my mantle, so, you know, thanks.
I have a Buddha out on, there's a big stone in my backyard, and my friends from across the street put a big Buddha head on the stone, and it's really quite interesting.
It's so tranquil to look at them.
My favorite reality show is Big Buddha.
Big Buddha. All right, here's something that is a favorite of mine and a favorite of everybody who's on this program, whether it be Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, me. I actually gave a canister of Super Beets to one of the fellows working on the farm because I found out yesterday he has high blood pressure. And because it was very hot yesterday, the high blood pressure was bothering him, didn't have his medication. So I gave him a canister, and I told him to mix a teaspoon. There's a plastic teaspoon that comes in every canister of Super Beets. So take a canister, put it in 4 ounces of water, and drink it in the morning and at night. And I just saw him a few minutes ago. He's feeling much better. He didn't have to take his medication, but he ran out of it. So this was a way for me to prove to myself, to you, to whomever, that this stuff really works. How does it work? It's all about blood flow. Nitric oxide opens up your blood flow, your circulation. That's how your blood pressure comes down. That's how you keep it normal. That's how you get blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all the organs in your body. It's about blood flow, and Super Beets works 3 times faster to give you results that you can feel. It tastes great, keeps your blood pressure from getting out of control. It's just the smartest way I can think of to maintain the stamina, the energy, getting blood everywhere. That should be your life's quest. Keep your body healthy. Help yourself to Super Beets. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. You've heard Jennifer extol the value and virtue of this. You've heard Victoria do it. Now Kara's getting some of them from the studio facilities. It's just perfect. It's like perfect food. 800-655-4183. I don't like it when people say it's like. It is perfect. It's just perfect. It is. So get perfection, 800-655-4183, or buy it at DougLikesBeats.com.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste and a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Cooking all day. Ain't your mama. Ain't your mama. Do you know I ain't your mama? Do you know J-Lo?
Do you know? I ain't your mama.
Ain't your mama. I sound so white when I try to pull that stuff.
Yeah, it's okay though.
Right. Jennifer Lopez and Lin-Manuel Miranda seems to be the new honey of everybody, the darling of the media. They have a song that they've recorded, a new song, benefiting the victims of Orlando. They tweeted yesterday about their new track called Love Makes the World Go Round, and here's an excerpt from that.
Love, even when the sinners hate us, we cannot let them diminish or intimidate us. We sing out, we got the rhythm and the truth on our side. We cut through the divide, we do it with pride. Wake up, the generation of innovators enabled to patiently wait for change, cause change is what they've been afraid of. The malevolence can wait, raise the level of debate, celebrate, elevate. Love, love.
Love Make the World Go Round, song benefiting the Hispanic Federation's Orlando Initiative, which will address the long-term needs for mental health services that are culturally competent and bilingual for the people who were involved directly and indirectly in that Orlando massacre. That was 2 weeks ago already. It's just the time and where we place our emphasis. Who do you know that's talking about this now? I haven't heard any conversation.
It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah,
just
goodbye.
You're right.
We're on to whatever the next explosion is, or whatever the next murder and mayhem.
Well, the good news is Ramadan is over tomorrow, which means that the spree. I mean, there have been a lot of people dying in the name of terror, by the way.
Yeah. The Beyond Emergency Assistance part of this, they're providing case management, crisis intervention, mental health services for the families and friends, people that were involved, people working at this place. So that's kind of a nice thing for them. It's always important to give back, I think. And I believe that Jennifer Lopez has a good heart. I feel good about her, frankly, all the way around. I wouldn't say the same thing for Mel C.
What?
Or for Victoria Beckham. I don't think either one of them have good hearts. I think they're all about themselves. So here are the other three Spice Girls, Melanie, Jerry, and Emma, want to have some kind of they want to have a reunion comeback. But Mel C rules out any return. Victoria Beckham refused to offer to regroup. So, to them.
Well, Victoria Beckham didn't sing anyway, so she just kind of stood there and, like, made fish faces, so it's okay. She can go.
Yeah, what about Mel C?
She does all the singing. When I saw them live, every song is
all
Mel
C. Yeah, Mel C's 40, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, but the ones that everybody liked were Mel B, who's back, and Baby, and Ginger Spice. So, I mean, I think your most populars are going to be still a draw.
They're the most entertaining, but they need Mel. They need Sporty Spice to sing.
I just find people like Victoria Beckham to be just plain annoying.
She just looks hungry. I just
self-serving. She needs a hamburger. Whatever.
If she's got an actual career, and Spice Girls, while they're great, are a little bit of a joke when it actually comes to singing.
Oh. But okay.
Kara.
But Mel B is so good on America's Got Talent. So Mel B has carved out a broadcasting career for herself that she's really, really great.
Is Mel
the other
B
ones I don't
Mel
know.
C? Who's Mel B?
No, they just both happen to be named Melanie. So they had
Scary Spice is B and Sporty Spice is C.
Yeah. So Melanie B, Melanie C. Got it. Okay. Yeah. I thought I was going to trip you up on that one. Look at me.
Please.
We're real
Love
fans.
You.
All right, so there it is, the musical component of this hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, 28 past the hour.
Ethanol advocates played the celebrity card at a recent hearing regarding biofuels. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When the EPA heard testimony last month on its proposed biofuels volumes for next year, the pro-ethanol speakers included Arlington, Iowa farmer Chris Soles.
It's important for consumers to understand the benefits of renewable fuels, in that they are cleaner burning and they're renewable, and that we're not having to go to Middle Eastern countries for our fuel sources.
Soles gained fame for his appearances in reality TV shows like The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars.
All of the Midwest has seen benefits from it, and it's provided jobs in smaller communities that struggle. And you know, I see it around me every day. Small communities become smaller, and renewable fuels have provided a source of income for people who live in those communities.
More tomorrow for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Daryl Lane.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Jen, Victoria, with a focus on voting in November. A lot of people spent a lot of time thinking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and the governor, what's his name, Johnson, the libertarian?
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, right. All right, so how about what's going to be at stake beside who becomes the next president? About half the country have ballot initiatives, referendum questions that you ought to know more about. Now's the time for you to start educating yourself, because there are a lot of changes that are coming to state laws, maybe new laws, changing the laws that exist at the moment. Let's see here. Proposals including legalizing marijuana everywhere.
You've got to come into California.
Massachusetts. Going to vote on that. Changing laws relating to firearms. A lot of state gun initiatives that you'll see the NRA and the other gun groups fighting hard to keep from. People are frustrated because they can't seem to get it done through the legislative process, so they want change, and the referendum process is the way to do it. Other bills raising or other referendum questions on the minimum wages. I find this anathema. Oh, my God. A reforming campaign finance laws. Yes. 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 A lot of questions dealing with the death penalty. I'm looking at some of the states here. There are some states that allow your proposal, your petition, your citizen petition to go directly on the ballot if they collect a certain number of signatures. Usually hundreds of thousands, though. It's a tough, it's not easy.
It's around 600,000 in California.
In California, is it really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Massachusetts, I think it's a couple hundred thousand. But it's well worth the effort, I think, for the most part. But is recreational marijuana going to be the biggest one? California, Maine, Nevada, Massachusetts have measures on the ballot that ask voters whether they'd like to legalize smoking pot here, there, and everywhere. Montana, North Dakota, Arizona, Arkansas. Also, the initiatives are being put to, you know, sort of coordinated. Gun control in Maine and Nevada. Maine's proposal would require background checks for all gun sales and transfers. I thought we had that now.
Why isn't that a thing?
Yeah. Why is it? I thought it was part of the whole deal. Now we're told you can't buy a gun unless you have pass all of this stuff. So what's the loophole?
They call it a gun show loophole, but I don't, you know, in California, it's not really. If you, no matter what, if you transfer something or sell a firearm at a gun show, you have to file the proper paperwork to transfer it, which includes all of that background information. So that's kind of confusing.
All right. Next, minimum wage. You know what annoys me? Would you like to know what annoys me?
The minimum wage, yes.
Well,
wage.
When I see people who try to make this a racial issue, I find it offensive, frankly. I see here's somebody holding a poster, McWages, hold back Chicago black.
What was that?
What?
Didn't understand any of that.
What did you just say?
McWages hold Chicago
blacks
back. I'm sorry, I put it backwards.
Oh, okay. Because McDonald's doesn't pay enough.
Well, what does that have to do with whether you're black or white?
No, I'm trying to understand what the poster says.
Well, the poster says that McDonald's is prejudiced against black people because they don't pay them enough money to work there.
But don't they pay everyone the same amount?
Yes, that was part of the. Okay. Yeah, that was the point. But then we get into, okay, so. In some places, Maine is the only state so far that will definitely have an initiative on the ballot asking voters to raise the minimum wage from $7.50 to $9 an hour. And it'll go to $12 an hour in 2020. What is the matter with people who don't understand economics? What do you think? You can vote for all these jobs you want or all the raises you want. There won't be three people working McDonald's. After they get done fiddling with this stuff.
Because McDonald's is not going to lose profits, no matter what people want to
do. They're not in business to lose profit. They're not in business to be nice to their employees. As sad as it seems, go into one of the stores. You think the people that work there are happy?
And that's the thing. You know, it's so funny. My mom and I did this Vegas trip for the 4th of July, and driving back, we started talking a little bit about politics. And she said, well, you know, Walmart and the Walmart CEO makes way too much money, and the people
what
that work at Walmart.
Is that of your mother's?
Right, exactly. And the people at Walmart can't afford, they have to be on government subsidies. And I said, well, what do you want to happen? Well, I want them to take less money. I said, that's never going to happen. Do you want government overreach to tell the corporations how to do it? Because that's just scary. You might as well then move to Russia if the government is going to tell corporations how much they can pay everybody. I mean, that's really frightening. And I think there's this idea that people just need to do the right thing. Well, if you don't like the corporation, then don't go there. Let the market dictate it. Don't go there, or, you know, other businesses like In-N-Out Burger or Starbucks, they provide higher wages and health care. So if you don't want to work, no one's forcing you to work at McDonald's. You can try to take a job somewhere else. The mindset, oh my gosh, now you got me going. The mindset where we have lost, you know, people jump all over Donald Trump for saying make America great again because they think somehow that's racist, like make everybody enslaved again. What I see make America great again means is make people want to work again to improve their lives, to work themselves out of their current situation and work up. Build the American dream, the dream that the country was founded on. And why do people feel like McDonald's is the only job? You don't have to work there. It's supposed to be a starter job. Yeah, you're supposed to move up.
Why are we encouraging people to go to work at McDonald's? The best place, you can say what you will about the Neanderthal that runs Chick-fil-A, but people want to work for that company because they pay well, the conditions that they work under are good, they serve what many people believe is a good product. I don't know how much it costs to get a Chick-fil-A, what is it, 6 1/4 or something? What does it cost to go into Chick-fil-A and get a decent, that's, I'm saying that because...
To get a sandwich, I think it's only like $3.
$3.
Yeah.
Okay. So the difference between McDonald's and Chick-fil-A is the atmosphere. It has nothing to do with it getting paid. It's the atmosphere that's created by the people who run the place.
But do we know that Chick-fil-A pays more than McDonald's?
I don't know that. No, I just know that people who work there like it.
Have a higher satisfaction. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can actually, by the way, when you go to Chick-fil-A, understand what the people are saying that are taking your order. I don't know where that comes from.
I mean, just to kind of bring it back around, it's just, you know, you don't have to. I mean, we're at an at-will society. You don't have to work for a certain company, and they don't have to hire you.
Actually, in America, you don't have to work at all. You get paid for doing nothing. Look at all the Somalians who went to Lewiston, Maine.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Whew. Calm down, Doug. Let's talk about you.
It drives me bananas.
It does drive me nuts. Okay, so here's another one of the things that's going to be on the ballot this fall. In some states, they're going to see whether state government has to require voter IDs. This is another one that just sends me into the ozone. Why is it? The question's been asked, so why do we even ask it again? It's so stupid.
Do you know that Mexico and Canada all require voter identification before people go to the booth? We get it wrong, though.
You know what? The weird thing is, like, over the weekend, we were out down at the Jersey Shore. We couldn't, in an afternoon, like, I don't know, 1 or 2 o'clock, we couldn't get into any bar or restaurant without ID. How can you vote without ID?
Yeah, thank you.
And we couldn't go to the drag show at the pool without ID and a security check.
The last time
anyone can go and vote.
I'm trying to remember. Meredith and I were someplace. She ordered a Heineken, and the guy said, "Oh, I was in the movies." The guy says, "Can I see your ID?"
Yeah, I bought 2 coffees at Starbucks this weekend.
Oh, my God.
They asked for my ID. I mean, it's like...
For coffee?
Yes.
Why?
Because they were checking... Because I used an ATM card. The total was like $6, and they still checked my ID.
Right.
All right. Also, California voters are going to have the opportunity to vote on a measure that would repeal the death penalty there. You have the same thing, I think, in Arizona and Oklahoma and Nebraska. It's hard to advocate for the death penalty with so many mistakes having been made in these cases. I advocate for it because in certain circumstances I just want vengeance. I acknowledge that. It's not spiritual. It's not good. But I think some of these people are so heinous they just deserve to be killed. It's very, very unspiritual. It's very unlike the rest of my beliefs. Yesterday... I've taken a new approach, Jennifer. Jennifer's heard me tell these stories before over the years out in my tractor when I'd aim for woodchucks and things that were destructive. For woodchucks are really destructive on the farm. But I saw this little baby woodchuck in the field yesterday.
Oh, God.
And I drove all around her or it, whatever it was. And I thought to myself, I laughed. I picked up the mowing machine arm and I drove around this little thing because there's a cute little woodchuck. And I thought to myself, okay, where I have changed so much in the past 4 or 5 years. Now, Kara and Victoria won't understand this, but there have been days when Jennifer first came around and I'd go out on the mowing machine this time of year mowing hay, and I'd be aiming for everything that was in the field. I'd aim for the woodchucks. I'd aim for all the varmint. And I can't do that anymore.
Well, that's good.
Well,
that's
it is really good.
Yeah.
I remember one day I came in here and I didn't do this. There was none of it on purpose. I killed a deer, a duck.
I remember that. And the chicken, too, right?
How did you kill a deer?
I ran there. She was laying down, a little deer laying in the field, didn't move. I didn't see her because the grass was 4 feet tall.
Oh, it was accidental. All right.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh. No, but, there was one day he came in, he's like, oh, my God, I just killed 4 animals.
Yeah, I was horrified.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
As long as your reaction is you were horrified, then we're good.
Well, I mean, you know me well enough to know.
Yes, I know. I'm shocked that you ever aimed for anything.
And now I'm not even doing woodchucks anymore because they deserve...
I'm not even doing the woodchucks. I quit. I went to woodchuck rehab.
Well, the reason I used to... When I had the tricycle tractors, which is a tractor looks like it has three wheels instead of four. The four-wheel, the normal tractor, now, as you see, when you go into a chuck hole, it doesn't, you know, okay, so you bounce in and you bounce out. When you have a tricycle tractor, you go into the hole, sometimes the holes are so big, it'll literally break off the tricycle part. I've lost two or three tricycle tractors. That was one of the reasons I got rid of the last one I had. I loved them. They're neat old tractors, but you can't use them in the field if there are any kind of holes or rocks or anything, because it'll just snap off the front of the tractor. So you won't hear those stories too many places today, folks. Thank you for listening to Good Day at 46 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's have a round of applause for Dolly Parton and Dollywood, because they have opened a calming room.
Oh, I like
this
that.
Past weekend. So families of children, especially if they are autistic children, have a place to go when there's some sort of sensory overload. You can imagine you go to one of these parks and there are long lines, and youngsters who have autism don't know how to deal with that sort of thing, so they lose.
What a great idea.
So this is the first of its kind at any theme park in the world. Apparently, they partnered with Autism Speaks on this room's features and layout. The children, as soon as they come in, go into a teepee to be by themselves. And then they are able to look around. They look at lights. There's a fiber optic lighting thing in there that just gets them to calm down. God love her. 10 before the hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
E.T., the extraterrestrial. So now the focus on Steven Spielberg and what is he doing these days? Well, we've got a new movie to talk about. Steven Spielberg actually working on a couple of new movies. And the weekend box office totals, Chuck Curry, who is our movie man, will be here in a moment with all that extraordinary information. And we promise to keep quiet. Stand by for that up next.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the mess
master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man here, with the story of Steven Spielberg's new movie. What does BFG mean?
Big Friendly Giant. Huh? It's based on a Ronald Dahl popular book. He's the guy who wrote Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. A lot of people thought this would be a slam dunk. Spielberg, Disney releasing this film. It's, for some reason, it didn't resonate enough with people. I think solely based, not on the reviews, which are pretty good. And a lot of people, the reason we played the theme to E.T. is that Disney brought it to Cannes, the Cannes Film Festival, and a lot of critics actually made comparisons that it made them feel good, like when they watched E.T. back in 80. But it only came in fourth over the weekend, doing a fairly disappointing $22 million in business, four-day opening weekend. The budget's about $140 million, so this film most likely will not be a big profitable film for the studio. But hopefully people will get out and go see it. I know I'm going to go see it this week. Anyway, the number one film is another Disney film. For the fourth straight weekend, Disney's Finding Dory, a clear summer breakout hit, $50 million in business, $380 million in three weeks of release. That's a very solid number. Summer to do over $400 million was Captain America Civil War.
Cash do you think they have on hand at Disney?
By far more than any other studio. But they certainly could afford to take more risks than a lot of studios. But look what they have in their property. They have their animated division, which is a home run. They own Marvel, which makes the superhero films, which is a home run. And then they also have the rights now to the Indiana Jones franchise. So I would say they're in a pretty good financial shape. Anyway, number two was the Warner Brothers' The Legend of Tarzan, which overperformed. This film did $45 million in its opening weekend, which is a pretty solid number. The budget was high, $180 million, but it's off to a better-than-expected start. The horror thriller franchise, The Purge Election Year, opened very well, $35 million on a $10 million production budget. I have to admit, I really like this franchise.
They get rid of a bunch of politicians? Is that what it's called? Is that what happened?
The storyline has something to do with that. In rounding out the top five after the BFG is Independence Day Resurgence, $20 million, a disappointing $76.3 million in 2 weeks of release. I did get a chance to see one movie, Doug, Swiss Army Man with Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe, which is more in the art house realm. If you saw the trailer is weird. The movie is even weirder. This is I can't tell you if I liked it or disliked it. It's just you experience it. And
Chucker
says it's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
All right, Chucker. Good job. Talk to you tomorrow, 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.